very necessary.
Well, and I'm going to ask you one more question, and this is on a personal note, because as you are both painfully aware, I have been personally kicked off the floor of the House. I've been personally kicked off the floor of the Senate, and I was denied press credentials because they came up with a whole bunch of different excuses, and the press credentialing is controlled through the Senate. So I guess I can assume that you guys aren't going to kick me off the floor of the Senate this year.
Ken, I have no intention of doing that. We need that transparency that allows everybody on, including incredibly popular radio hosts who talk about the political issues every day of the week.
Senator Marble?
I agree. I think you should have a seat right next to the president, Bill Cadman.
We'll see if Bill goes for that.
Well, I'm just going to give you an even shot with everybody else, Ken.
And it was Senator Lundberg, Senator Marble, it was you two that went to bat to make sure that that was revoked, and it didn't last very long. I think on the floor of the Senate, it was maybe a 15-minute ban. That was it, because you guys raised holy hell and got that reversed. So I appreciate that. I really do. I'm not holding out any hope for what might happen to me on the floor of the House. I will wear Kevlar. I will make sure that I'm well protected. So that'll be good.
Say no more.
So I think it's going to also be imperative, and I'll leave you with this, and I'll give you each the last word. Senator Marble, I'll start with you. It is going to be imperative that when you guys have bills that are coming through the Senate, that you let people like me, Rich Bratton, Randy Corcoran, Chris Cook, John Rush, people know what is coming through, and I will be down there fighting the battles with you guys on a daily basis. But it's imperative that you reach out to us and make sure that we know the good things you guys are doing so we can spread the word. Senator Marble, how are you going to do that?
By keeping in very close touch with you, which having you down at the Senate, you know, chambers, and having you at the Capitol every day isn't going to be very hard. If you don't have the information, then it's our fault. And I definitely can't wait for the people of the state of Colorado to have a front and center seat with you right there giving the play-by-play. It's about transparency, and believe me, we could not applaud your efforts of making everything transparent more. I thank you so much.
Well, you know, that's just kind of what we do. I go down there to watch how the sausage is made, and it ain't pretty. It's not, Senator Lundberg.
Ken, you're right. It's a pretty ugly process. Winston Churchill observed, it's the worst form of government except for everything else. And so it's got its wrinkles and warts that we have to look past and work beyond. But my goal is to, as it always has been, to make sure people can see as much of what's happening as possible. I continue to publish during session a weekly email report that if anybody goes to my website, kevinlundberg.com, they can sign up directly there. And, of course, Ken, anytime I can be on the air and talking with you, I'd be glad to, as well as everybody else there at KLZ. And I'll admit I talk on a few other radio stations as well, because I want the entire state to know what we are doing. And let me